Chapter 21, Promises to the Missionary. I was shown that God would accomplish a great work through the truth, if devoted self-sacrificing men would give themselves unreservedly to the work of presenting it to those in darkness. Angels of God are moving on the hearts and consciences of the people of other nations, and honest souls are troubled as they witness the signs of the times in the unsettled state of the nations. If the joy of angels is to see sinners repent, will it not be the joy of sinners, saved by the blood of Christ, to see others repent and turn to Christ through their instrumentality? In working in harmony with Christ and the holy angels, we shall experience a joy that cannot be realized aside from this work. These heavenly beings are ministering angels, and they frequently disguise themselves in the form of human beings, and as strangers, converse with those who are engaged in the work of God. In lonely places they have been the companions of the traveler in peril. In tempest-tossed ships they have spoken words to allay fear and inspire hope in the hour of danger. Many, under different circumstances, have listened to the voices of the inhabitants of other worlds. Heavenly angels are cooperating with us in every good work, and thus earth is connected with heaven. The angels of God, thousands upon thousands, guard us against evil and press back the powers of darkness that are seeking our destruction. Have we not reason to be thankful every moment, thankful even when there are apparent difficulties in our pathway? Strength comes by exercise. All who put to use the ability which God has given them will have increased ability to devote to His service. It is those who, with love for God and their fellow men, are striving to help others that become established, strengthened, settled in the truth. God is constantly at work for the good of His creatures. Times without number, God has interposed to avert death, to keep men, women, and children in safety, when Satan purposed a result wholly disastrous. How graciously and tenderly our Heavenly Father deals with His children. He preserves them from a thousand dangers to them unseen, and guards them from the subtle arts of Satan, lest they should be destroyed. Because the protecting care of God through His angels is not seen by our dull vision, we do not try to contemplate and appreciate the ever-watchful interest that our kind and benevolent Creator has in the work of His hands. And we are not grateful for the multitude of mercies that He daily bestows upon us. Among earth's inhabitants, scattered in every land, there are those who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Like the stars of heaven, which appear only at night, these faithful ones will shine forth when darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people. In heathen Africa, in the Catholic lands of Europe and of South America, in China, in India, in the islands of the sea, and in all the dark corners of the earth, God has in reserve a firmament of chosen ones that will yet shine forth amidst the darkness, revealing clearly to an apostate world the transforming power of obedience to His law. The worker in a foreign field must carry in his heart the peace and love of heaven, for this is his only safety. Amid perplexity and trial, discouragement and suffering, with the devotion of a martyr and the courage of a hero, he is to hold fast to the hand that never lets go, saying, "I will not fail nor be discouraged." If before talking with others he will seek help from above, he may be assured that angels of heaven will be with him. At times he may yearn for human sympathy, but in his loneliness he may find comfort and encouragement through communion with God. Let him be cheered by the words of the Savior, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." When God's messengers recognize their responsibilities toward the needy portions of the Lord's vineyard, and in the spirit of the master worker labor untiringly for the conversion of souls, the angels of God will prepare the way before them, and the means necessary for the carrying forward of the work will be provided. In every emergency, we are to seek help from Him who has infinite resources at His command.